Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome back to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are Hebrew Israelite sons of light that minister to our nation, which consists of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes of Israel is made up of Afro-Americans, Latino-Americans, and also Native Americans. And we cater every week to our nation. I want to first thank the Eternal Heavenly Father and our Earthly Mother and Messiah for also giving us the whereabout and have a platform to speak about these things to our nation, to assist our nation. And we also have several different other ministries that we do. We also do, my brother Adir Bay Israel does a video on Saturday. I mean, dynamite videos. You got to check it out on Saturday afternoon, evening, and in the mid-evening. You would love to check them out. Talk about some very heavy stuff. Also, my brother Yaquah Ben Israel, he does a video ministry on Tuesdays, specific time. He also does another blog talk radio show like we're doing now, but he does his on Wednesdays and Fridays. And he also has some great books. He liked to write books. I mean, good light in these books. You can get some great understanding and overstanding in these books that he writes. And you can find all of this up at theupperisraelite.com. And we also do what we do, a fishing and men, also on Sunday now. It changed Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And that's Eastern Standard Time. And Pacific Time, it'll be 3 p.m. where my brother Yaquah Ben Israel live on the West Coast. So we have several different ministries. We also have my mother, the brother's name, my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry or Food Ministry. You can see all that at theupperroomisraelite.com. We like to cater to women with children or men with children that's within our nation. So we have several different ministries, and you can find all of that upperroomisraelite.com. Okay, now being though that's all said, I just want to again give thanks for the Heavenly Father and our Earthly Mother for allowing us to come back, you know, and minister to our nation, because I was down for a little bit. I had to get a surgery, and the surgery put me down for a few weeks, and I had to pray to the Eternal Heavenly Father to have the angels to come to heal me so I can be able to come back to the ministry and minister to our nation. So I give all praise and glory and thanks to the Eternal Heavenly Father for healing me. And thanks to my brethren for being there for me and, you know, encouraging me to get back into the ministry. And all praise to the Heavenly Father and Messiah. So today, we're going to talk about our restoration is near. Our restoration is near. We can see, as we continue to follow what's going on and taking place on this earth, we see a lot of things is occurring, and we see that, you know, it's just continued to get worse and worse and worse and worse for our nation. When I say worse, I was just looking at the other day, and on the television, it was just showing that our nation is homeless. Our nation barely have food. I mean, they're giving out these stimulus checks, but I just read a story where somebody robbed his girlfriend for her stimulus check, killed her mother, her brother, her cousin, and shot the 7-year-old little girl for a stimulus check and shot her. So, I mean, the times that we're living in is only increasing. The lawlessness, the wickedness is increasing, and it almost looks like there's no hope for our nation. And this is why I named this program Our Restoration is Near. And I want to talk about something else that I seen that was very interesting that I seen on television the other day. Now, I seen Biden aborting the Air Force One. Now, check this out. Yeah, brother, I seen Biden aborting the Air Force One. Now, we know Biden is old, you see. We know he's old. And I'm observing him aboard the Air Force One, he fell the first time. I said, did he really fall? And he fell. And then he was walking up, and he fell a second time. I said, hold up. He's fallen up the Air Force One. Then I seen him fall a third time. And then he got himself back together, but he fell three times. So then the Shakir started working with my mind. Now, you can call me, you know, kind of loony if you want. But when he fell, the first thing came to my mind was that he fell three times. And the first thing came to my mind, Messiah said, we living in femaleness and femaleness. And then I said, well, there's three females that's running our country, three powerful females. And you might say three, and I'm going to tell you the third one. The first female is Nancy Pelosi, which is, you know, the House representative or whatever you call title. You know, if anything happened to the vice president, she will become the vice president. And then you got Kamala Harris, which is the second most powerful female in our country, or you can say in the world, really. And then you got our third female. And you know who our third female is? Joe Biden. Old Joe Biden. And the reason why I call him the third female, because he promotes feminism, you see? So he is an effeminate man, which promote feminists. And three times, and you got three powerful women entities that's running this nation. And the fallenness, showing that the Heavenly Father, to me, was symbolic that this nation is going to fall. You know, three times he fell on the Air Force One. Three women, that's the most powerful women on the planet, really. And then the falling. It's like Messiah said, see, they're going to fall in this. Femaleism means fallenness. So being though that's all said, it takes me into our title today, Our Restoration is Near. Now, I want to read something from Luke 21 and 28. Now, listen what it says at Luke 21 and 28. And before I say that, I want to also acknowledge that you can give us a call. We have a number. Anybody feel free to call in. It's 845-261-9966. And feel free to call at any time. We will answer any questions that you have. Now, again, I'm coming from Luke 21 and 28. Now, listen what it reads at Luke 21 and 28. It says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption's drawing nigh. So it's letting us know to lift up our heads when we see these things occurring, and we see a lot of feminism. We see women running the planet. We got a vice president that is a female that's over man. You see, Messiah said to lift up our heads because, you know, for our redemption is drawing nigh. In other words, our deliverance is near. So for our nation, that should be encouragement for our nation. You see, and we know that we're living in March, our new year. Our new year is upon us. Right. 1 year that in 2020, 2019, 2020, we received this virus on our nation or the world. And we know it's been a year now. Now we are already in our new year, which is like now the Heavenly Father is going to bring the great tribulation You see, letting us know that our restoration is nigh, brother. So, being though that said, it should be encouragement for our nation. You know, it should be a lot of encouragement for our nation. And I want to take us to another scripture on speaking on our nation. At Daniel 12:1, I want you to listen what it says at Daniel 12:1. And it says, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, such was never since there was a nation, even to the same time. At that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Again, it says Michael's going to stand up for our nation, for our people, because it's going to come at such of a time that it's going to be trouble that we've never seen before. Again, the Heavenly Father is going to deliver us. So we have our restoration. That's why I say our restoration is near, brother.
And he is exactly right. Our restoration is near. And so basically when our restoration comes, like the scriptures say, Esau is the end of the world, the beginning of the world to come. So in order for us to be raised up, somebody got to fall. You know what I'm saying? And like the eternal Father said, I have taken the throne from the Gentiles. And my hand of protection is not round them anymore. So I'm going to read Isaiah 47. Now look at this right here. Watch how the eternal Father took the throne from the Gentiles. Isaiah 47. It says, come down and sit on the ground, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For thou saith no more, shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstone and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare thy legs. Uncover thy thigh, pass over the river. The nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Look at that! Look at that! Look at that! Look at that! Look at that glory! Look at that! Look at that! Look at that! Now I'm telling you, he about to tear his hands up. He done took the throne from you, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. Now, I'm going to say something. You're trying to have your father do this. He gave me that precept. I ain't never read that before. You know what I'm saying? But look at the glory. I ain't never know that was even in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Look at the glory. I'm telling you, man. He done took their throne, turned to sit their dusty with eyes on the ground. He ain't got no throne no more. You know the precept that say, I have seen kings walking beside horses of servants, riding on the horses. You know that precept? We about to kick the minds of the horses. You know what I'm saying? They already kicked out the horses. Now we want to get up on the horses, and they're going to be walking. You know what I'm saying? Beside us on chains and fetters of iron. Hey, Gordon, dog.
Uh-huh. And see, and that it just ties in what I'm about to read to you, exactly a perfect precept to what you just talked about. Now listen to this. And I'm going to elaborate on it. I'm going to piggyback off exactly what you said. Now, at 2 Ezra 15:11-21. Now, listen what this reads. It says, but I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and smite Egypt with plagues as before and will destroy all the land thereof. Egypt shall mourn, the foundations of it shall be smitten with the plague and punishment that the divine heavenly Father shall bring upon it. Then that till the ground shall mourn, for their seed shall fail through the blasting and head and with a fearful constellation. Woe to the world and them that dwelleth therein, for the sword and the destruction draws nigh, and one people shall stand up to fight against another, and sword in their hand, for there shall come sedition among men, invading one another. They shall not regard their kings and princes, and the course of their actions shall be spent in their power. And a man shall desire to go into a city and shall not be able, for because the pride of the city shall be troubled, and the house shall be destroyed, and all men will be afraid. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, and shall destroy their houses with the sword and spoils and goods because of the sword and spoils and goods, because of the lack of bread and for the tribulation. Behold, said the heavenly forefather, I will call together all the kings of the earth and reverence me, which are from the rising of the sun, from the south, from the east, from Libanius, to turn themselves against one another and repay the things that they have done to them. You see?
Hold on before you say that. Now, I'm going to get y'all minds on what my brother said. Now, when he said Egypt, I'm going to get y'all mindset out of the place of Egypt. That's why I said Egypt again. What he's saying is Egypt, he's just talking about a place of bondage where the children of Israel were.
Right.
When he said Egypt, I'm going to get y'all mindset out of, man, we talking about Egypt. He's just talking about a place of bondage. Egypt means bondage where the children of Israel were. It's like talking about America.
Right. Now, I'm going to read one more just to put the final exclamation point on what I just read. Now listen to this. This is very important. The last one. Like as they do yet this day unto my chosen, so will I also and recompense in their bosom. Thus said the divine heavenly forefather. What did he say? Recompense us. You see, because that's what's taking place now. We see the plagues. We see that, you know, they're trying to do everything and lie about the numbers and oh, we coming back by 2022. We'll be all back. You know, everything will be back running well. And that's not what the scriptures say. You see, the heavenly father is about to say, it read, great tribulation. It said a great tribulation is coming.
That means, actually, that means the worst tribulation ever on this earth.
Right.
Now, I'm going to show you what I was saying about when I said Egypt is the place of bondage. So he ain't just talking about the first Egypt, he's talking about every other place of bondage we were. Now, if you go to Genesis 15, verse 13, it say, this the Most High, or the Eternal Heavenly Father, talking to Abraham. It say, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety, this is before Abraham became Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed, see, he's talking about a lineage of people. When you run around here talking about everybody, we all spiritual Israel, sit down. That ain't talking about y'all. He said, know that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall 400 years. Now, was all the nations on earth in slavery for 400 years? Nope. But this is what he going to say. Like my brother just read out of the Apocrypha. That's why he said he going to do the Egypt again. He said in 14, it said, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and after shall they come out with great substance. So he going to judge the nation that had us in Egypt or bondage.
Right. And see, all throughout the scriptures, it tells you that the divine heavenly father is going to judge them. See, that's why I say, well, you know, when I see them and they talking about and they setting dates for progress and they setting different levels of where they going to be and what things is going to be and how they going to do it. And they coming up with these vaccinations. They're using the vaccinations to say that, oh, yeah, now things is going to be better through. We have the vaccination against the plague or against the virus now. No, 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 no. The scriptures tell us something all different. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to digress a little bit. I mean, if we have any callers that are listening to us and able to hear the words that's coming out of our mouth and they have an option to give us a call, you can give us a call at 845-261-9966, and all lines are open. So I want to read something from the Keys of Enoch. Now, listen to what this says from the Keys of Enoch, and that's page 66, verse, the Keys of Enoch, that's page 64, verse 36. Now, listen what this reads. Now, check this out. It says, those who are chosen from the lower worlds to be the new leaders are removed from the planet by the brotherhoods and given a thorough teaching of the higher heavens by the members of the high command.
Hold up. The 144.
Thank you. And those who have previously descended from the heavens for the work in the lower world are then taken by who? Metatron into the presence of the Father's throne. So it's telling us, literally telling us, that light brethren are the ones that is going to be assisting the brotherhood of light to correct all the injustice in this planet that we're living on, brother.
And so what he's saying is the reason why when you read the keys of knowledge or the keys, all of Israel are called, they'll say Yahweh for conversation's sake or the Most High. When you say the Most High, you're talking about Enoch or Metatron.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Metatron is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why he said I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone, because their lineage came from him. He created the heavens and the earth with Messiah and other light brethren. You know what I'm saying? That's why he said the ones that are on the earth, like the order of the world say, the ones on the earth are on the fourth generation or from a kingly seed.
Right.
Talking about Enoch or Metatron. That's what that brother said. I'm telling you, he's talking some powerful stuff.
And not only that, brother, let me piggyback off that. When you read the end of this verse, who did it say? It says, let me just read this. It says, the heavens for the work in the lower world are then taken by Metatron into the presence of the Father's throne. Because see, we, you know, once you get into these mysteries,
right,
it start revealing itself.
Right. Right.
And you supposed to pick up on the understanding of it. So it's letting us know that Metatron is going to bring us into the Father's throne. You see, of course, through Messiah, through the divine heavenly Father, you know, by proxy. But Metatron is the God or the lower heavenly Father of this universe is Metatron. You see,
our seed been put in his control is what he's saying. That's why he said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone. Like the Bible keeps saying, the Most High God is the God of Israel. That's like he said, the God of Israel. That's why you read 3 Enoch, it say he is terrible.
Right.
But it also say the other Yahweh's, for conversation sake, it say they're terrible too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So all of them terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because see, they all are creator God.
Right.
Which, guess what? Which light brethren will become the same as Metatron and the rest of the non-creator gods. You see? So we become, that's why Metatron takes us into, as I just read, the Father throne. Just like when they came for Metatron, It took another creator, God, to come get them. And that's why Metatron, the creator God, come get the other 144,000 creator gods.
So, and that's why, like what Dolph posted not too long ago in the room, when he said that, I forgot how the piece of went, but it said something to the effect that Messiah in somebody with the cornerstones.
Right.
So what he's saying is, when everybody on, most people on earth be talking about, them Masons, they worshiping the devil. What you think he just said we going to be? We about to be initiated into the Masons. You know what I'm saying? We the cornerstones. We are the rocks that, yes, the original Masons that the builders rejected. You know what I'm saying? Cornerstone or Masons, my son. You know what I'm saying? Mason. You going to be a Mason, a master Mason. That's why Messiah keeps saying, I'm the master.
Right.
The master Mason. Right. So that's what we're going into the, that's why Messiah is taking to the tomb of the Father, so we can get initiated into right. the mysteries. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And see, these are the higher mysteries.
Right.
You see, this is the higher mysteries that Messiah was talking about.
Right.
See, you got to understand all of this was ordained through Messiah and the divine heavenly Father for it to be that way, so that Metatron would be the one that, see, the way I view it, you know, and I'm getting a little off, but I'll get back to our restoration. The best to put this in layman terms, like, okay, put it like this. The heavenly Father owns everything, right? But because the universe is so vast, he put creator gods in certain universe to run that part of the universe. Just like you got a president that run United States, you got a president that run Russia, you got a dictator that runs China. See, but it's the where you think they get it from? They get that all from the divine heavenly Father. So Metatron, the quote-unquote God, heavenly little heavenly Father of this universe and planet, and that's why it's his. They have different things in his name, like the Metatronic, or Metatron, such and such and such. It's all in his name.
I'm gonna set the stage for Rodolph to bring another precept in the Keys of Enoch. But what he's saying is, to put it where it don't throw y'all off, what he's saying is, like, United States, they got the president who's the head creator. And then you got over every state, you got a governor. You know what I'm saying? They got regions that they control, and they report to the president. So that's basically what he's saying. You got other small creator gods under the president of the United States. And then every governor is a so-called leader or president who lead his congregation or his group of people. That's what my brother said. But I'm going to set the stage so my brother can go to page 61 and bring something down to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful. You got to hear this. Now, you know the Masons always got pyramids, all type of Egyptian stuff. And we know from the book of, what the name is the book? Oh, man. Well, I forgot the name of the book. But anyway, we know Abraham in the book. It said Abraham is the one who taught the Egyptians. You know what I'm saying? So Abraham taught the Egyptians. So all the information the Egyptians had, you know what I'm saying, was from Abraham. That's why they said in Asclepius that he told Asclepius, Enoch told Asclepius, he said, Asclepius, Egypt, he said, that is the symbol of the upper eon on earth. You know what I'm saying? How he said, that is the kingdom of the upper eons on earth. He said, Egypt. So that's why the Masons got all Egypt stuff. So my brother going to break down about the pyramids and the symbols and how all that stuff really is our stuff that Metatron made.
Right.
And they keep talking about somebody else made it. Right. But he going to break this down. And I'm telling you, man, it is beautiful. And it also going to show you that Metatron is the God of this world in the universe, who the Israel call the Most High.
right. Okay. This is coming out of the Keys of Enoch, and it's verse 7 and 8 on page 61 and 6. And what this reads, it says, to enter the master pyramid of light of the Father, the pyramid behind the central control pyramids, it is necessary to use the wavelength of Metatron, which allow the Metatronic physics of light to operate within you so that you can see the planetary fields of light that exists through all the higher orders of intelligence. You can see how the hierarchy are joined together through the throne of the Father. Just as the Lords of Light were doing the formation of space-time grids for the astrophysical pyramids of light, so also the Master who work with the Metatron in the fullness of time will place the pyramid capstone of the higher evolutionary technology upon the pyramid grids to complete the program of organic evolution. Now
break that down.
Now let me break it down piece by piece for you. So in order for us, now remember, when it's speaking about master pyramids of light, you're talking about light in higher parts of the universe that is a higher intelligence. But in order to get to that higher, as it says, pyramid behind the central control pyramids, which is main pyramids that's in the upper eons, that is controlled by who? By Metatron.
About the spiritual grid.
Right, the spiritual grid. The Heavenly Father gave Metatron that spiritual grid to control. It was given to him, you see? And you have to go through Metatron to even get the overstand. It's through his wavelengths, through Metatron wavelengths. So the only way you can actually control these spiritual pyramids is through Metatron wavelengths. And on top of that, listen what it says, is allow the Metatronic physics, which means it comes from him. He made it. It's his physics. You see, Metatron's physics.
So what he's saying is the DNA in your body is the spiritual DNA that's in heaven. You are his DNA, and his DNA is in you. And that's why in my video I said, Metatron said, only my offspring can go through the gates. He created angels to watch over the gates that only his offspring can go through. That's what my brother's saying. Only the biochemics of Metatron can receive this wavelength. That's what he said. Your DNA.
Yes.
And RNA.
And RNA. It even goes further. To let you know, it says you can see how the hierarchy are joined together through the thrones of the Father, but you only can see it unless you go through Metatron's wavelength, because he is the connection through Messiah to the Heavenly Divine Father in this universe, on this planet. Now, the other creator gods are the same. There's no difference. You got to go through whatever that creator God is through his physics to get to the Heavenly Father's throne. And likewise with the other nine other creator gods.
Right. Because like my brother said in other posts and information we put out, like he said, other worlds have different biochemical bodies. You know what I'm saying? But it's saying we're going to be able to take on their forms, but it's under the same all mind. But they got different body structures. So that's why he's saying different gods got different frequencies, but it's all under one accord. You know what I'm saying? So what he's telling you is only through this frequency, and within that frequency and sound, it has colors, sound, vibration, images, pictures, biochemical structures, light, intelligence, you know, just on and on, skills, abilities, you know what I'm saying? All type of stuff is in that frequency that only he can give off to his offspring.
Right. And to sum this up, to sum it up, now listen to this. I'm going to just read it over again, and I'm going to just comment it so we can get back to our restoration, what we were talking about. But listen to this. It says this. It says, Metatron, in the fullness of time, will place pyramid capstones of higher evolutionary technology upon these pyramid grids to complete the program of organic evolution. In other words, Metatron is his technology. It's from him to complete the organic evolution so we can evolve into the higher conscious of evolution. It's through Metatron in our universe. In our universe. He's like our spokesman. He's our big brother. We from him through Messiah through to the divine heavenly father. We from his lineage. You see? So, but it's all broken down. He's the key component for us to even get to Messiah. We have to go through Metatron.
Right. That's his job, to raise up these chosen children. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when you pray into the Most High, you talking about Metatron. Right. You know what I'm saying? He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone. And if you go and look, this is how he go back to the king's list. If you go to the king's list, his name Marduk. You know what I'm saying? So he's been around for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And he intercorded it many times. You know what I'm saying?
And even the other. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's really deep. Now, Metatron is known as, to the other creator gods that's older than him, they call him youth. They call him youth. And but they respect him as one of them. But they are even older than him. But do you see the similarity? You see, now this is light. This is heavy light we're talking. Heavy light.
So what he's saying is he is the younger, for conversation's sake, he's the younger God of all the creator gods. But he on equal footing. And they respect him. They had a herald go through heaven and announce his seating on the throne.
Exactly. So again, I digress. If there's anyone that can hear us and you know have any questions, you can give us a call at 845-261-9966. Okay, brother, I got another scripture I want to read from the Keys of Enoch. And it's the Keys of Enoch, 866, verse 51. Now, listen to this. It says, however, man will soon have the ability to once again assimilate the physics of the cosmic law and overstanding the power of Metatron's light, which govern the outer redemptive cycle of the Father's love expressed through the Christ. This will be done through the issuing of new teachings, which will break the sacred seals on the old scrolls and bring man into the new age. This is why the book of knowledge is being given. Now you see what that just see, that actually just exclamated point to what we were just saying. See how the Divine Heavenly Father Messiah had it all laid out for this to be designed this way, because it says who light? Metatron light, which govern the outer redemptions of the cycle of the Father's love. See, his love is expressed through the Messiah, through Messiah to the Father. The Father love come through Metatron. You can't get the Father love unless you go through Metatron. You can't get Messiah love unless you go through Metatron. Right. He is the one that's initiating that upper eon love from the Father to Messiah to Metatron to us.
And that's why Turner's father said, he said, if you got anything to say or ask, you go through Metatron. You know what I'm saying? So anybody who got the keys of Enoch, they are a blessed spirit, because this information is meant for light, brothers and light sisters. And it's a blessing to be able to see this information, because you're going to need this information when you stand for your ranking and order and position.
Right. You're right. And see, all ties in, it ties back into our restoration.
Yes, it did.
See,
yes.
Metatron is going to bring our restoration with Messiah, with the other angels, with Mike, when Uriel, but initially all through the divine heavenly Father. It's just like it's rank in everything. As you go into the upper eons, it's rank, and that's the ranking order, you see. And it all, our restoration is coming through Metatron, and we know that because remember, I forget the scripture where it spoke about if when Metatron was Enoch or was it Moses? It was one of the two. They were teaching the hairy barbarians because we messed up. It was Moses, but he was teaching them because we messed up.
Right.
But he was raising them up, but he was getting all the information from Metatron. Right, right. We thought it was always the eternal heavenly Father, which it is, because it comes through Metatron, from the heavenly divine, heavenly Father, through Messiah, to Metatron. But it was Metatron and all actuality. You see, it all goes through him. We, like I said, we live in Metatron universe.
Right.
This is Metatron's universe.
Metatron.
This is Metatron planet.
Right. Right.
It's his planet. It's his earth. We his children.
Right. Right.
Through Messiah,
right.
Through the divine heavenly Father.
Right.
That's the path.
Right. So I did a video on this, not the video I did this weekend, but the one last weekend, if you want to know about Metatron. You know what I'm saying? But like he was saying, Moses was talking to Enoch or Metatron on the mountain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to get the information, you know what I'm saying, to Moses to give to the chosen children. So like he said, this stuff was already ordained for this stuff to work in this fashion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, brother. It was already ordained for it to be this way. And that was through Messiah and the divine heavenly Father. It was their plan.
Right.
That's how they planned it, for it to work out that way. Now, when you, like I said, once you get the understanding of it, you see, now you get your mind is clearer. Oh, now I see. You see, the Shekinah give it to you in your mind, and you process it. You see, but only light brothers will be able to process something like that, you know, because you're talking on a higher level. That's why it says that when, you know, we are all from the third realm, but there's many mansions on a third realm. Now, what mansion I'm from is from my overstanding knowledge. You see, so if you want a lower mansion, you're going to be happy with your mansion. But if you look up and say, oh, look at this mansion, it's because only my overstanding and knowledge that was given to me through the divine heavenly Father, through Messiah, through Metatron. That's where I belong. Every man back to his root. Okay.
Well, I'm going to say something real fast. What he was talking about when he said when he raised up the Edomites so they can rule over us, that's where Moses went when he got done. When he couldn't go with Joshua across the river, he had to go raise up the Edomites. Because when they served that calf over there, Enoch was pissed. You know what I'm saying? So Enoch told Moses, he said, you ain't going over to Red Jordan. He got something up for you to do. The people don't know that. You won't get with the Edomites, though, so they can beat the mess out of us. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Again, you know, this is about to conclude our show for today. So we want to give thanks again to our divine heavenly Father and our earthly mother for giving us the platform and to be able to come back and to minister to our nation again. We want to, you know, always acknowledge our heavenly Father, our earthly mother, and Messiah for giving us the wherewithal to do another show. So hopefully, if it's the Lord's will, we'll be back next Sunday to deliver another show. I'm healing well, and I thank the Eternal Heavenly Father that we can do another show next week. And I want to thank all that joined us today. And my name is Rudolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we want to say thank you and peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom.